Slacker and Steve on demand.
Is there any chance we can talk about this without you getting all paranoid and weird?
No.
Because you always assume everything is about you.
I know, it's narcissistic, but when it's always negative, I just assume it's
this is not about you.
Oh, okay, cool.
There's a couple stories out about just having a coworker that's just the worst.
Yep, worst coworker ever.
Everybody's got one.
Yeah.
Who's
ours? Can you name them first and last?
Oh, it's you.
I'm a good coworker. I do good. I try not to be annoying. I'm conscious of trying not to be annoying. At least I put forth effort.
Do you know who our worst coworker is? I'm not going to say their name. Do you watch The Office, right?
Yeah.
Todd Packer.
Oh,
we have a Todd Packer in this building.
We do. Yeah.
I still love him.
I do too. He's a great guy.
Packer.
He's funny. He's witty. He's awesome. Sharp. He's smart. He's that inappropriate all the time guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he doesn't
Todd
care.
Todd Packer
where.
Absolutely works here.
Yes.
And the fact that he hasn't laid a dookie in the GM's office floors me. Because he's
that guy.
He's 100%.
Yeah.
Which is what draws me to him. I can't, like, it's that relationship that Michael Scott has with him. Because he's like, you're supposed to be the good guy. And you, like, this guy's so...
Todd, it's Packer, yeah.
Yeah, that it's
uh-huh.
So, without telling you the name of our Todd Packer, we want to hear the name of your Todd Packer. And if you're not an Office fan, we'll explain what that means. Who's just the worst person for whatever it is? They're the person who you know for a fact are stealing your lunches.
They are. They're that person that's constantly bugging you and they're not doing their work. They're just constantly bugging you.
Oh,
I know.
They're the person who organizes the clicks.
Yes. Or then you have the queen bee of the office, too. The queen bee.
My wife worked in it. She got a job in an office when she was like just starting out as like an admin. And she would not kiss the ring of the queen bee. And she did not live at that. It was like wasn't happening. They like if you don't win over queen bee, they'll take you out.
They will make your life miserable.
And so my wife was like, you know, constantly working out, eating right. And this queen bee would intentionally bring in donuts and invite everybody over the desk. And if my wife wouldn't eat one, it was like, see, look who she is.
Whoa.
She thinks she's better than us.
She's not a team
player. She won't shove 5,000 cat. Like,
I love your wife for that.
For not eating the donut?
Yeah, because your wife is still working there and queen bee isn't, right?
No, my wife had to quit.
Oh, what?
She couldn't win over queen bee. Dude, if you work in a place with a legit queen bee... You have to genuflect, dude. You have to, if you don't give in, she had to leave.
Made life miserable.
Oh, God, it was terrible because everyone was against her.
Ugh.
We were reading some of these things. It was like the weirdest things that people have seen their coworker do. This happens here sometimes.
Which one?
There was a story about there was a bathroom and somebody had propped their door open. In the men's bathroom, and there was a dude who would still go in, or he would go in and prop the door open and use the facilities with the door propped open.
Oh, come on.
The urinal on the wall.
Whatever, because you can see with that, our men's room door,
you can see
everything.
It's awful.
As you can hear everything.
Yes. My ritual in that bathroom is like laying paper towels down on the floor so I buffer my sounds when I'm like, I don't want anybody to hear when I go in or when I go out. And then the worst, this is my worst coworker, and there's a couple of them who do that in this building. People who go in there to do their business, that's not a number one. I get it. I would never do it at work.
I can't do it.
But people who go in there, it's okay. You had to go. It's fine. But here's what I don't want. I don't want to engage. So you'll go in and everybody knows when I come in or you come in because everyone in the building is a salesperson or whatever, and they're wearing nice shoes. But I walk in, I'm wearing Chucks, and I'm the only dude in this building who wears Chucks. So they can see me under the stall.
Yep.
Slacker's at you. And I'm like, you're pooping. I don't want to talk to you. Why would I want to talk to you while you poop?
How you doing?
Hey, man, I was going to talk to you about that thing. I'm like, okay, how about in a conference room?
Right.
Like 3 days from now when I've gotten the visual of you pooping and talking to me out of my head.
Come down here.
Get over here.
I got some visual aid.
Move one stall over. I'll hand stuff underneath. Stop talking to me.
That is a peeve.
Right? This other person said they worked in Dunkin' Donuts. And there was like a security camera system. And one of their coworkers knew where the dead spots were in between the security system.
Nice.
And would constantly use the Dunkin' Donut huge thing of whipped cream and do whippets out of you.
Oh, fun.
So I don't know if that's a bad coworker.
I bet she's fun to work with.
How long do you hive on a whippet?
Like 4 seconds.
Oh, is that it?
And you got to keep doing it over and over and over. I know. It's just, yeah. That's what I hear.
When you...
it's a rumor.
All of a sudden you have to like...
It's just a constant never ending.
Are you sure you're not the bad coworker?
I'm the good coworker.
What was the other one? Okay, this is one who... I don't really understand this one. Did she pass gas on a dude?
Oh, so he...
Who's the bad coworker, her or him?
Him.
Because he grabbed her butt.
Right. And so she went ahead and just ripped one all over his hand. And now he has, gas hand. Yes, that.
So she's a good coworker, even though she stunk the joint up.
Yeah, she had to do what she had to do. Good for her.
The other one was they were in the bathroom in a stall and they heard what they thought was a hairdryer. They came out and somebody brought a blender in and was making a smoothie. So we don't want to say worst coworker.
Is that the Dyson blade? No, that's not.
We want any kind of it's like the weirdest thing your coworker's done, the worst thing your coworker's done. And because you might still be at work, we'll voice disguise you if you need it. We just want weird, awful coworker stories. Jamie?
Yay!
You're disguised. Who's your crappy coworker?
Oh, never washes his hands and he's the big boss. How do you tell him? Are we at a stove?
He never washes his hands. How do you know he doesn't?
Because you don't hear the water. And then sometimes you'll hear it and go, psh, psh, that's it. And
I'm like, I hate.
But you know, it's kept me out of the bags of chips.
Yes. He's touching every.
So when he hands you a memo, the sign or whatever, like no matter what.
Yeah.
Wait, so your bathroom is so close to everybody, you can hear him doing his business?
We have two, but they're, They're fairly close to all the other offices.
That's nasty. Someone's got to say something.
He's the big boss. How do you can't...
Go to the board of directors.
Go to the president of the United States and have him called up on charges.
That's sick.
Oh.
Right.
Everybody knows it. Do you guys sit around and talk about it?
Pretty much.
If he knew. Now we have to intervene. We got to tell him, look, bro.
Yeah, that's filthy.
You know how nobody wants to shake your hands?
Right? Because you got...
Because you got poo hands.
Okay. Don't touch my pens.
Oh!
Yes, any of that.
Oh, that's awful. All right, thank you for the call, Jamie.
That's sick.
That's an awful coworker. And to make him the boss, there's no intervening. Brooke.
Hi. How are you?
We're great. What's your crappy coworker?
So my crappy coworker, I clean, and I work with this one lady all the time. And she is constantly on her phone with her husband, just fighting all day. And if she's not on the phone with him, she's asking me my advice of the fight, of what I know her whole life about all of her kids. I mean, it's horrible.
So you're in a real-time, like, up-down debate conversation while she's supposed to be cleaning?
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. We're here to work.
Yes. And I want to be happy at work. You know, I have a great life. I want to be happy at work. She's constantly, I mean, he has 4 kids and she has 3. I know her whole life story. And it's not because I asked for it.
See, I hate those kind of people.
Because it's not show friends, it's show business. No matter what. It's like, dude, I'm here to do my job and I don't need to get.
Yeah. And do your job.
Are you getting.
Oh, it's horrible.
Is she like your partner, or do you just only get assigned with her on certain days?
Oh, no. She's my partner. We've been friends for 10 years. She's my partner. But she knows. I've had the conversation. Her name's Jackie. I've had the conversation with her. Like, she would listen to this and be like, yep, that's Brooke.
Her name's Jackie. Where do you guys work at, Brooke?
we own our own cleaning company, so.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, you're stuck with,
That sucks.
Really successful, so that's what's so hard. I can't. We're really successful. We're great at what we do, but it's like, come on, dude, you cannot answer that phone one more time.
Thank you.
Right? Don't involve me.
Yeah, just
thank you for the call, Brooke.
I've ignored her calls before. I've just pressed decline.
Yeah, and you know when somebody hits decline because it gives you a different message or whatever.
Ask.
Yeah, you can tell.
Oh, so if I decline. Oh.
No, I just have to let it keep ringing.
I do too.
I was pooing. Sorry. Chance.
Yay.
Crappy coworkers.
All right. So in the summertime, my first year in college, I used to have a little part-time gig at a snow cone stand at a baseball field.
Okay.
And one of the girls that I worked with, she used to bring her Coke with her and a bottle of Grey Goose for every shift. And she would make alcoholic snow cones, and she would snort lines in the back.
Wait, you're talking cocaine? And, you weren't talking Coca-Cola. You're talking cocaine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She would line up some fat rails, and then I guess she wasn't making enough money, so she started a little side gig servicing some of the baseball players before the game.
Wait, Chance, this topic is bad, coworker.
Can I get an application to the snow cone stand? But so she wasn't just helping out the baseball players with special kisses.
Dang.
She was getting paid for it?
Yes. She finally got caught by one of the security guards caught on when she kept disappearing and had a little powder under her nose. So.
Dang. That's just a side hustle, man. You got to respect that.
So then you became the manager of the snow cone stand and had to go down and help the baseball players out. Dang it, I wish I had her back. Slacker and Steve.